In a decree issued last night, General Al-Burhan fired Raja Nicola Abdul Masih, Yusuf Jad Karim Muhammad, Abdul Ghassim Muhammad Bartam, Abdul Baghi Abdul Ghadir Al-Zubair, and Salma Abdul Jabbar Al-Mubarak. The five civilian members of the Sudanese Sovereign Council were appointed to their post in November last year, days after Al-Burhan staged a military coup on the civilian government in Sudan. The council was comprised of five military officials, five civilians, and three members from the armed groups which signed the Juba peace deal. Speaking to this program in Khartoum, Bartam welcomed the move, describing it as a serious beginning for implementing the separation of power sharing between the military and civilians.
We strongly support all steps that lead to political stability in the country. In my opinion, the elections are the only way to determine the fate of all those who are contesting for power in this country. I call on all the political parties and elites to be responsible and create a political base in which ideas, programs, and projects freely compete. They should denounce hate speech and all forms of violence.
On Monday, Al-Burhan announced the suspension of the military component in UN and AU-sponsored talks to make room for civilian leaders and revolutionary movements to form a transitional government in Sudan. Al-Burhan said once the executive government is formed, the Sovereign Council will be dissolved and a Supreme Council of the Armed Forces will be formed to assume the supreme command of the regular forces and be responsible for security and defense tasks. Nuruddin Muhyiddin, a member of the Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition, or FFC, says Burhan's announcement means nothing to the revolution.
We consider the decision as a political maneuver and the situation is still the same, no change. I think even all the suggestions that were mentioned by Al-Burhan in his speech are just words of mouth without action.
The FFC rejected the announcement at a news conference in Khartoum yesterday and called on protesters to continue with demonstrations until the military steps down. Khartoum resident Abdul Hamid Awad says the decision to relieve members of the Sovereign Council was expected since the military did not have any grassroots support.
The decree is obvious and normal because they were appointed into the post without any political or popular support from the people, and they became tools to back up the military coup since October last year.
Musab Muhammad Ali, a political lecturer at Al Nilain University in Khartoum, says even though Burhan's announcement was roundly criticized, the civilian political parties should use this opportunity to prepare the nation for elections.
The situation in Sudan at the moment is so complicated due to a lack of trust among the political components in the country. This makes the public doubt the recent decision made by Al-Burhan. But I think this decision can still build a new political process and allow the country to go for elections at the end of the transitional period.
Pro-democracy groups in the capital Khartoum and across the country have continued with their protests, rallies and sit-ins over the past 6 days, demanding a return to a civilian rule in Sudan. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.